Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now, here's today's message.
Now, for some people, they don't have a specific date that they can single out as to when they became a Christian. For them, it was more of a gradual process. There was a seed planted here and then there, until as time passed by, they identified with Christ that they wanted to and were following the Christian ways, the correct ways of all time. Sometimes this is just how God works in a person's life. We cannot and should not place God in a box and say that every Christian there is needs to have a specific date at which time that person accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That's just not the way it is for everyone. The Bible doesn't even say a person has to have a specific date. If we go to the Old Testament, I think we can see a lot of examples where people became saved or righteous before God in His sight, as it was called back then, and these people did not perhaps even know that they had become saved. Let's look at Abraham as a specific example. The Bible says that when Abraham believed the words that God had spoken to him, that that was what made Abraham to become righteous in God's sight, to be saved.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.